When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Well, that's a first.
Hold me now.
It's a WIP afternoon show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Sing it if you know it.
Sing it if you know it.
5:30 Creed.
I didn't Reed know it.
Yeah. Did he know it?
Yeah.
All right.
Creed Blankenship.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's his name.
Dude. We're taking Reed. Reed is officially with the afternoon show.
Yes,
he's
afternoon
with the afternoon show.
Officially, absolutely.
Yes. Officially bread and butter.
Let a rip, Tater Chip. we are at Lansdale Family Dentistry with the Do Dot Dental Group in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Reed Blankenship here. There's a motorcycle. There's a couple motorcycles outside.
Drum lines here.
Yeah. Can't hear it. Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. Brent Celek joins us now. Brent, how are we feeling?
Hi, Jack. How y'all doing?
What's up, Brent?
So Brent is with Jack doing the WIP Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway, sponsored by Miller Lite at Acme Market, through the 24th of November. You can register to win a bunch of stuff: Weber Grill, 50-inch flat screen, Miller Lite aluminum cooler, and Brent and Jack go to your house to watch a game with $750 worth of Acme gift cards. Again, Brent, I ask you, is Jack necessary for this promotion?
Definitely. I don't know for what quite yet, but I'm sure once we do this, they'll add some type of value.
We're waiting here.
Figure it out.
Yeah, we have the same attitude here. Anyway, they're doing it tomorrow. A home gating party tomorrow. The Acme in Feasterville off of Street Road, noon to two. Brent and Jack will be there, Swoop cheerleaders, and you can register for all of that. All brought to you by Miller Lite. Brent, I gotta ask you, with Dallas Goedert being out, Grant Calcaterra has looked great. What have you seen from him, both on the field now as he's playing, but up until this point, that is putting him in position to look the way that he does?
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, I thought he was a good player in college. I think he can do a little bit of everything. He's good in the run game. He can get open in the pass game. And, you know, I would say he didn't see a ton of opportunities. I think, you know, even given more opportunities, I think he could even show even more what he can do. But I've always thought he's been an all-around tight end, and I just see him growing year after year and getting better and better. And I'm really happy for him. He's a really good kid, really like him. And so, you know, in these opportunities that you get like this, you've got to shine. And I think he did that, and he proved his value. And, again, I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, I think he's taking advantage of every opportunity when it comes his way. When you're on an offense like this, you know you're not going to get a ton of opportunities, so you got to take advantage of them. And speaking of that, BC, you played in one of the best offenses that don't get as much notoriety as it should when it comes to Eagles offenses, with yourself, Shady, Macklin, D-Jack, you had Jason Avant in the slot. Mike Vick was at the quarterback position. When you got that many weapons offensively out there, like, how do you stay sort of connected to the game and into the game mentally, but also I'm sure you want the football as well. And how do you not allow that to frustrate you at times when you're not getting it as frequently as you think you should?
Yeah, I think it's tough sometimes. And there's only one ball. And obviously there's a lot of talented guys, you know, on this Eagles offense and when I played. And I think you just have to, you know, think about your role and your job on every single play. And how can I be the best at my job? And I think if you look at it that way, you know, you can really help the team, because even if you're blocking, you're blocking to create a hole for Shady, or you're blocking to, you know, keep a pocket for Vic so that he can throw the ball down the field to your teammate. And so, you know, I think I just took, you know, a lot of, trying to figure out how to say this, but you know, I'm blanking, but anyway, you know, it's just, you have a job to do and you got to do it really well. Mm-hmm. And it takes 11 guys on the field to do their job for the play to be successful, so sometimes it's tough, but you got to do it.
Dude, I still remember in 2010 in Chicago, I still don't know how that ball got through three defenders. Mike threw it right up the seam. You caught it right for a touchdown. It's still one of the best throws and catches that I've seen. That I still don't understand how it got completed, because it looked like it was defended so well.
That was such a perfect throw. Honestly, when I watched that film, I'm like, I don't know how I caught that. I mean, I don't even think I saw the ball. I just stuck my hand out there, and they stuck to it. The ball stuck to it. So it was, yeah, it was a great throw. Sadly, we lost that game, and it was at the end of the game. Yep. So it didn't mean too much.
Brent, when you were playing, all of this, go for a fourth down, go for two, that it had not come into the league yet. When you're watching the Eagles do this as often as they're doing it, what is your instinct when you your gut when you're watching them do that?
My instinct is, I guess this is what analytics says is the best thing to do in this situation. Because, you know, obviously when I was playing, they didn't do a lot of this stuff. It was take the point and, you know, we'll take two at the end of the game if we have to. But I think analytics says that early on in the game, you know, get as many points as you possibly can. So it's a different strategy. It's something that obviously I'm not so used to. But if that's what it says and that's what they're going with, then I'm good with it.
Yep, just like me. Yeah, we can't stand it.
Yeah, you don't sound that convincing, Ben.
Nope, just like me. Yep. It's all good. It's all good.
Was there anything to your eye when you were watching the tush push not as effective against Jacksonville that you saw?
Well, I think it's tough. Like, you keep running the same thing over and over, and in the NFL, you know, the other teams are working to combat that. So I just think there's so many other things that you can, you know, begin to do off of that. So I think we've set ourselves up really well. And, you know, I think that it just leads to being able to do a lot of other things in those situations where the defense is going to be vulnerable, because they're thinking this is coming, this is coming, this is coming. So yeah, I'm excited to see kind of what's next and kind of how we evolve the tush push. But it's been a very successful play for us, and I know people are probably thinking, oh, it no longer works anymore. I don't think that's the case. I think it still works. I just think, you know, we can do some other things off of that and be more creative and find other ways to get a couple yards.
Brent, before we let you go, you know, Cowboys on Sunday, do you have one particular Eagles Cowboys moment that sticks out to you that you remember as your favorite?
Oh yeah, this was my second year. It was the last game of the season, so this was the 2008 season.
Yeah,
and you know, going into the game, we needed a couple teams. I think it was like the Raiders were playing the Bucks or something, and we needed some things to fall into place. And I just remember being in the locker room before the game, and both those games fell right into place. And the feeling inside that locker room was just unbelievable. Like, if we go out there and win this game, we're in the playoffs. And I just felt there is no way we're losing this game. And then we obviously go out there and blow them out. So that memory was unbelievable. And actually, man, I felt like throughout my entire career, like, I whooped the Cowboys so many times, and I went back today and just looked. Dude, I think they beat us 13 times, and I won 10 times. Something like that.
Well, you don't.
I was like, damn, they got me. I was going around, going around the facility saying, man, well, I we used to own the Cowboys, but sadly, we didn't in my career. Just you felt know, like it.
The way that you said the locker room felt in that 08 game, we were talking about that game earlier. It felt the same way with the fans because everybody was watching it outside of the, like, they weren't in the bowl yet. And when the Raiders won that game, everyone rushed in. That energy that you felt, I think everybody felt. Everybody felt there is no way the Cowboys are winning this game. It is one of the coolest atmospheres I can remember. That was a great game.
Yeah, that was absolutely unbelievable. It's a moment in Eagles history that I'll never forget.
All right, Brent. Well, you with Jack tomorrow at the Acme and Feastival. We're on Street Road, noon to 2. We're actually going to replace Jack with some random guy. Nobody's ever going to know the difference.
AI Jack, yeah.
Yeah, AI Jack. All right, Brent.
All right, boy.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks.
Do our picks. Is it a little time for picks? Jack, what happened last week with the picks?
Well, Spike.
Yes?
You went 2-2.
Okay.
Ike,
bad.
You went 2-2.
Okay.
I could hear the voice thing. You're looking for an objection somewhere.
I'm not complaining.
Well, Ike didn't want to give me
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Okay, so as the Eagles win, I am predicting them to lose double digits.
Yes.
We did have the discussion on the air whether my pick should count because I'm doing it, and we all agreed the pick should count. So the Jaguars cover last week, and Ike does not want to give me credit for the win. Even though my pick was right.
Yep.
And I'm 7 wins behind everybody else.
Yep, you're 13-20-2. Ike is 21-13-2.
Yeah.
And I'm 18-16-2.
Ike is, I respect the competitiveness, even with this, and trying to get every edge. He is the Bill Belichick of, every little bit.
No gimmies, man. No gimmies.
Except on the golf course. Yep. Always on the golf
course. Jack, what was your record last week?
1-3.
Okay, so which one of us goes first?
Let's go Spike first, to get this one out of the way.
Is that what we're doing? Wait, hold on. I have to find my picks because... All right. I usually do not take favorites this big. However, the chart...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Chargers are 7.5-point favorites against the Titans. Titans are 1-7 against the spread this year. Chargers 5-2. Titans stink. Chargers getting it together. I'm going to take the Chargers -7.5 over the Titans. My next two are things that I have ridden for the last several weeks.
Jesus.
Riding them.
Awesome.
I'm going to continue to ride the Rams, who I see as the scariest team in the NFC. Not the best team yet, but the scariest. The Rams are 1-point favorites at home over the Dolphins. I'm going to double down on the Rams. Give me the Rams as a point favorite over the Dolphins. I'm going against Kostos on this one. I am going to continue to fade the Jets. I think that everyone is convinced because they won that game last week that the Jets are good again. The Jets were a disaster for most of that game. So I'm going to take the Cardinals plus a point and a half at home over the Jets. Home dogs, rather. I'm going to take the Cardinals plus 1.5 over the Jets. And the Eagles lose 28-16 to the Cowboys.
By the way, Andrew and Jamison did give Reed Blankenship bread and butter.
And he's signing it. There it is.
Like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ike.
All right. I'm starting off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're getting points.
Oh, yeah.
On the road against the Commanders. I'll take the 2.5 points against the Commanders. Yeah, the Commanders haven't lost since week one. They lost to Tampa, I believe. Kidding me? They're gonna run off 8 straight games.
Well, they're 7-2, aren't they?
Did they lose another game? Oh, that's right. They lost to Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Forgot about that. Thought they were 7-1. Scratch what I just said. That doesn't necessarily matter. It's not important to my pick. I'll take the Steelers plus the points over the Commanders. And Spike, I'm going opposite you on this one.
Okay.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers and the Jets on the road against the Cardinals. Should be a good game. Might be one of the better games Sunday. I do think the Jets and started to find something. They've had 10 days off since that Thursday night game. And so I think they'll be ready to go. They'll look a little sharper when they play the Cardinals. I like them in that game, minus the 1.5. And then I like your pick with the Rams and the Dolphins. I'm going Rams also minus 1 over Miami. Rams are playing at home. Rams are looking good offensively. The Dolphins, I don't believe they have anything to play for. So I could see them going out to L.A. and not really showing up. And then the Eagles game, I do not like giving up 7.5 points to Dallas. So I'll just take the Eagles 27-20 over the Cowboys.
So you get the Cowboys cover and you get the Eagles win.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I am also taking the Steelers plus 2.5 against the Commanders.
Okay.
Makes me a little nervous, but whatever.
Ride with your boy.
Yeah. I think the public's going to be all over the Commanders, whatever. I'm going to take the Texans plus 3.5 against the Lions. I think this line should have been a little bit higher, so seems a little fishy. I feel like a lot of people are going to be in the Lions. Texans offensive line kind of stinks, but I'll take them 3.5 at home. And I've been on the Bills all year. I'm going to keep taking the Bills. Minus 3.5 against the Colts. I don't believe in that Colts team with Joe Flacco. So I will take the Bills minus 3.5. And I'll take the Eagles. They don't cover, but they win 24-20.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Get your holiday shopping going at marks-jewelers.com. Are you nervous about the game on Sunday against the Cowboys after learning that Jalen has been dealing with an ankle injury? 74% say no. I know somebody else who's not worried about Jalen. That is OG Wade. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Ike, I'm disappointed, yes. My brother.
Oh, what happened now?
You lost your brother card, man. Your black card's out. Yep. You lost it.
All because I couldn't remember Tribe Called Quest?
No, not because of just that. It was
what else?
You sitting up here singing, "Home and Now." I'm 6 feet out. No, yeah, but you can't remember the damn Tribe. Yeah, at least for a month. At least for a month. You got to go.
It just means he's comfortable in his own skin, OG.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I see that.
You too will discover the joy of Creed if I
spot
it. You know that saying, you're dead to me? Well, now you're light-skinned to me for at least a month.
Oh, goodness.
It's been a rough day for me, man. I'm telling you, it's been a rough day.
Hey, listen, let me do this here because Spike's been, you know, he's throwing a whole lot of sparkles out of that mouth of there. You know what I'm saying? It's like riding down the highway and you're scraping a piece of metal on the ground. Every time he speaks Jalen's name, all I see is sparks. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I want you to tell me, if you think that Lamar Jackson is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts, can you give me one play?
You always go down the wrong road.
His entire career on the level of the catch that he threw to Smith last week. before, the one he threw to AJ the week before that. And then the one he threw to Smitty the week before.
The pass that he threw to Smitty is the only pass he throws well.
But the deep ball,
he's not in the same league as Lamar Jackson.
Okay,
he's not.
So what I'm saying, if people are saying that Jalen can't make all the throws and that Lamar is a better thrower than him, I'm asking you and every damn body listening to go and look at Lamar's throws and show me a throw outside the numbers that Lamar made that was basically a dime. He's an athlete that can
you're
that
gonna,
plays quarterback.
It doesn't matter Lamar, if they show him to you. You're not going to listen anyway.
I'm challenging people, so it doesn't matter. You already know the answer to the question. It's never happened. You know what I'm saying? My point. So far as with the Sunday's game against the Cowboys, is you guys thinking that we're not going to beat them by, big? Didn't we go to Cincinnati on the road and beat the great fight hope Joe Burrow? So y'all saying that you putting Richard Rush on the same on the level of Joe Burrow. So you saying Richard Rush is going to score more points than Joe Burrow did on the Eagles? Okay, we'll wait for that one. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all want to keep.
Well, you don't
simple,
even think
man.
Joe Burrow's that good. So what are you going to do?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, keep it simple.
All right, OG.
I just don't think he's better than Jalen Hurts.
Nah.
So that's a fact, you know. Okay.
Well, you're the one.
Yeah. All right.
We found the one. Yep.
All right, OG. We got to wrap it up. One, because we got to do a text line. Right. Two, because my head hurts. I love you, OG. We got to move.
Four passing touchdowns for Joey B last night.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
Well,
it's the truth.
That was Jack.
That was not Ike. Don't blame that one on Ike.
Yeah,
that one's on me.
I'm actually not even a Wu-Tang guy.
I couldn't tell you anything about him. I did see a lot of Wu-Tang is forever, like political signs.
Yes,
those were cool. I like those. Yeah. What's next? That's fair. Look, if Jalen hates me, that's fair. I would call that a failed game.
Jalen hating Spike. Like, you hate Jalen.
Oh, yes. I'm Jalen hating Spike.
It's a weird inflection point by battle.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
On the text.
He did. Terrible. Well, he didn't get it. What's next?
Corey does think he deserves the whole first segment now as the leader.
Oh, I wonder where he gets that from.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen. It's like he gets a 3-2 count. He keeps fouling off pitches.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to put a timer, a buzzer on him, just like we put on Broads.
No, at least the Oscars theme, something like Corey and 50, maybe.
Yes.
So, like, they are getting a little bit long.
I agree with you.
A little bit long.
He doesn't give you a chance. I have to Corey.
Well, you got to do this. So what I've started doing with Herb is like, all right. Like, when you feel like it's time to wrap it up, start talking over. Like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, what's next?
It's not right.
I don't accept the Tyrese Maxey stuff. I think Tyrese Maxey's a great player.
They're trying to paint you in a corner that you hate Maxey.
Because I say you can't build a championship team with him as the best player, which is just a fact. It is a fact.
Oh, that's an opinion.
Every general manager in the NBA would say the same thing. What's next? That is absolutely fair. What a moment that was.
Everyone turned around.
Yep.
I was waiting for a lighter to come out.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful moment.
I'll be honest. I thought we all sang our best.
I thought it was a good show. We're better in front of crowds.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. What's next?
I swear you can't make a mistake on this show, man. Can't forget anything on this show, man.
Okay. Well, that's
it. I actually think people are sitting around waiting on me to mess up.
I think so, too.
I think they are
as
well.
They're starting to go after Ike Reese.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Lance,
right. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Buzz.
Right on time.
Thanks. You know, Buzz would think, with the delay we have, that
Just don't even
don't try that one.
Well, wait until we play the end of Eagles Week thing. There's an awkward 5 seconds that doesn't need to happen.
Well, we have that anyway. Yeah. Actually,
you should start playing it now. Don't start playing it now, Buzz.
So thanks to everyone at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Doodat Dental Group. This has been an awesome live broadcast.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, we're so thankful.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're so thankful, for the big donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation to have us do the show, but making it such a big deal, getting Reed out here, getting the cheerleaders out here. Everybody's been so kind to us.
Good job, Steiny.
We look forward to being back here next year.
Yes, and we're going to.
Or at the next office.
Yeah, and we're also going to make sure that somebody makes you bid even more, so just be prepared.
Exactly.
That's all I would say, is be prepared. But this has been great, so thanks to everyone here. Ike, you know how to end it, buddy, right?
Why do you do that?
What am I supposed to do?
You're just supposed to say
you're
done.
Sign off.
Okay. Well, I don't have a sign off. I got to come up with a sign off. Okay, goodbye. I'll talk to you Monday.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
No,
you're supposed to do the thing first, Buzz.
Well, that's... I will never get over the Chuck one, with all of the E's in the Chuck one.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.